Great hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Good afternoon from SUNY's Alumni Fieldhouse, Oneonta State Campus in Oneonta. It is time for the first of two games today, a MAC championship doubleheader, the 11th annual version. And this year, for the first time since the first year that they did this in 2002 at Bainbridge-Guilford, the Oxford Lady Blackhawks have made it to the championship game of the Mid-State Athletic Conference Finals. And that was redundant. And the Harpersville Lady Hornets are coming back in search of their fourth consecutive championship. They are 17-0, a perfect 11-0, of course, in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. And the Oxford girls, 8-3 in the regular season. They are 11-6 overall, upset winners over Unitigo on Wednesday night. Harpersville just survived the win. A game against Bainbridge-Guilford, what Kurt Ehrensbeck told me was brutally physical, but still a good basketball game. We'll talk about that a little bit more in depth. We get ready for the first of two games. The girls now, the boys at four with Sydney and Unitigo. More about that later. Time for the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, and it's brought to you by, conveniently, Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center. They're on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and have all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, too. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in this afternoon's MAC championship game. And we'll be back to take a look at both teams a little bit more in depth. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball, the MAC Girls Championship on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99 and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me, one for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me, one for them, a few more.
McDonald's Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, it seems like forever since I did a Harpersville girls basketball game, and it is true for me personally. I did the second game of the year back in early December. Actually, it was on the 14th, middle of December, December 14th. Harpersville beat Bainbridge-Guilford 58-30. The game was never close, and Bainbridge-Guilford, it was not their typical self. Harpersville set the tone for what would be a good year without Hannah Kimmel They all everything scoring leader last year. And, of course, they went out of the state championship game before losing on that Sunday afternoon. But this year, a lot of the same girls are back. They graduated three starting seniors. This year's team has brought some of those key subs out into the forefront. And their other starters, Savannah Murray and Amanda Freyer and Emily Mack, she comes off the bench, Kaylee Livermore, Miranda Drummond, they have all stepped in even more than what they were doing last year. Miranda Drummond, possibly the MVP of the Mid-State Athletic Conference, averaging close to 20 points a ball game, only had 8 in the semifinal win on Wednesday over Bainbridge Guilford, a real slugfest, 36-29, Harpersville's lowest point total of the season. They pretty much average, I don't have the exact numbers, but they average in the 60s, and they just put the hammer down in the first quarter. They love to score big early, and they averaged over 20 points in the first quarter each and every game, and usually hold the opponents to 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 points, and that sets the tone for most of their games. They have not been beaten. They have been challenged a couple of times, most notably by BG the other night, but also Unadilla Valley earlier than that, but today they just hope to take care of business. Nothing will change in the sectionals. They are seated number 2, and they will host the game next Wednesday night. And of course, that is a game that we're considering doing on WCDO. I believe they play Groton in the first round. For the Oxford Lady Blackhawks, well, who knew they were going to make it here? Well, they believed in it. They believed in themselves. They were down 3 points to Unitico going into the fourth quarter and then put 11 points on the board to 0 for Unitico and won that game 32-24. Very low-scoring game like the other semifinal game. And in that game, it was survival of the fittest, and the fittest at that point was Julianne Heggie, who finished with a team-high 9 points. She, Lacey Berry, and Megan Golden all had 7, 8, 9 in that range, and Megan Golden had 2 three-pointers. From the free throw line, they were 1 for 2 going into the fourth quarter. They finished 8 for 14. Not spectacular, not terrible, but good enough in that fourth quarter to win going away against Unitico, who was just 1 for 9 from the free throw line and scored 0 points, as I said, in the fourth quarter. Spartans got it back big time last night, defeating Bainbridge Guilford in the consolation round. So congratulations to Unitico for getting third place in the tournament in this Mid-State Athletic Conference 12-team alignment. We're about 2 minutes away from the introductions of starting lineups and the national anthem. Not sure how they're going to do it here, but we are looking forward to this. Now, one thing that Oxford, they have added, there will not be Samantha Barrows, who saw only limited time the other night. She is not playing. But they brought up Rachel Seiler from the JV team, so she will be part of the team. It will not affect the starting lineups. It'll still be Emily Smith, Jackie, and Julie Heggie, Lacey Berry, and Brooke Noble. Harpersville will go with their usual starting lineup of Savannah Murray, Marcy Ritter, Amanda Freyer, Miranda Drummond, and Kaylee Livermore. At least that's the initial sound that I get from Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. We had a nice little chat before I came over and slapped on the headset. Our ball game, by the way, today is made possible by our regular everyday sponsors, but also special sponsors for today's Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship doubleheader. And I'll be reading these names off during a lot of the 30-second timeouts. I might as well start now. Sydney Federal Credit Union, Butler Auto Sales of Sydney, NBT Bank, Egley Machine Company of Sydney, the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, Richard Wakeman Construction of Sydney, Video Entertainment Plus of Sydney, and Eaton and Griffith Law Office also of Sydney. Trust me, it's not all Sydney sponsors, but a lot of these sponsors, including Oxford, are involved in today's sponsorship. So they're going to do an anthem. We'll take our last break when we come back to starting lineups. Oxford and Harpersville Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, who knew that in the Mid-State Athletic Conference Championships they would read the same sportsmanship rules that they do in each of the home games? Interesting. So it buys us a little time. Again, Harpersville has owned this tournament lately. The last 3 years they have been champions. Last year beat Bainbridge Guilford rather handily. Don't have the score of that. And one of the things that I wish that the Mid-State Athletic Conference would do, and some of it's because some of the longtime coaches have retired, and that is that they don't have the recap of all the games since 2002. I know Sydney defeated Oxford in 2002 on their way to the state championship, but what happened last year? What happened the year before? We don't have those records, and that's a shame. So it will be the Oxford girls, the visitors on the scoreboard. And hopefully we pick up the sound here with the PA announcer, and I'll help bring you those starters. Yes, 17-0, Harpersville. I didn't want to neglect that they are still number one in the state in Class C. They got that way after their first game against Oxford. Oh, and they're introducing the non-starter, so everybody's getting introduced. So they're announcing the non-starters right now. And we can do that because, after all, this game is going to be available on the archives on WCDO. So let's give them their due. And my headphone is cutting out here. Oh, goodness. Well, it looks like I'm still on. I just can't hear. Ah, there we go. Hear myself. So those non-starters, Sarah Renault, who is a 5'8 junior, Megan Golden, a 5'5 junior, Bridget Rice, a 5'8 sophomore, and Rachel Seiler, who was a sophomore, I believe. For Harpersville, the non-starters, number 3, Madison Paw, who was added to the roster. Number 10 is Emily McElwain. She's still a key substitute. Lauren Murr also inserted to the roster today. She's a sophomore. Esperanza Gutierrez, number 12, is a junior. Shelby Medovich, a freshman, number 13. Number 24 is Tatiana Sosnowski. And Holly Henry is number 34. She is a sophomore. Several additions to the Harpersville lineup that I was not aware of until I got this program. All right, so I'll keep my eyes on those girls. And I think now we should be ready for the starting lineup. Yes, indeed. Harpersville. Julianne Heggie, number the 15, senior, with Sister Jackie in the starting lineup for Oxford. Amanda Prayer. Number 5. Lacey Berry, who had a lot of rebounds in the game against Unico. Haley Livermore, number 15. There have been a lot of Livermores on Harpersville. My sign fell down. Have a use sign all year long for WCDO Sports and the I don't know where the duct tape went, but hopefully we'll find it somewhere. Oh, there it is. Oh, my apologies there for not getting the rest of the starting lineup. When the sign falls down, it's a little embarrassing. Why this doesn't stick to the table, I don't know. Unbelievable. That sound you hear is ripping duct tape. All right, I'm going to take that field mic out for now. All right, I'm the last starter for Oxford, Brooke Noble. So my apologies for doing that. I wanted to say all the names because this is going to be on the archives for WCDO Radio Sports On Demand and WCDORadio.com. So we're working on getting the wardrobe malfunction of the sign, of the CDO sign, taken care of. All right, we are now ready to go. Hope you're ready to settle in as I am for doubleheader time. WCDO Sports. And Harpersville starts with possession of the ball. Oxford going to start in a man-to-man defense. We'll see if they tried to isolate on Miranda Drummond. And the first shot put up and in by number 5, Amanda Frere. Got kind help from the back of the rim. It went straight up and then straight down in. And Harpersville's not going to wait. They're going to go right to the pressure defense and cause the turnover. We might have to take this sheet right away. This duct tape's not going to hold on this silk surface. All right. It's another shot from Freya, this time from three-point range. No good. Rebounded by number 14, Jackie Heggie. Remember, Jackie and Julie Heggie, the twins, were in foul trouble early and often for Oxford. And Jackie fouled out, but Julie kept going and was our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner. So 2-0, start of the game, first minute of play. This is the first time that Oxford is in Harpersville territory. And they're going to probably take all time they can on each possession. Berry going up with the left hand short, and in trying to get the offensive rebound, had stepped on the end line that shows the Oneonta letters. This is SUNY Oneonta's home court. It's officially called Dewar Arena, but I'll always know it as Alumni Fieldhouse. That's how it started. Kaylee Livermore getting an entry pass on the elbow. She turned and tried to drive to the hoop, but traveled. So a couple of turnovers for both teams. And there's a lot of room on this college court. So it's going to be hard defensively for everybody to put the clamps on, especially on a press. Nice job for Oxford to get it over. Emily Smith goes to Brooke Noble, who got the ball batted away by Drummond. Thought she was going to fake Drummond out and wait till she went by to shoot. But Drummond got a piece of the ball. Here comes Drummond, and she's traveling. Good call by the official. These two officials are sharp and have picked up on that awful habit that players, both girls and boys, have of starting to run before they start to dribble. Julianne Heggie right down to Jackie. Back to Emily Smith. A couple of dribbles now down in to Noble. Right back out to Berry. Berry, a strong left-handed player. 13 on the shot clock. Pass in there, and it's batted away. Picked up by Kaylee Livermore. Slowly down the court she comes. Not a fast break. Savannah Murray for 3. Off the rim, rebound, ricochets to Jackie Heggie. So Julie will bring the ball down. There's no press this time, but Miranda Drummond is going to be assigned to guard Julie Heggie one-on-one. Man-to-man defense by the Hornets. Oxford has not gotten a shot that's hit the rim yet, and it's 5:28 to go in the first quarter. Shot from the outside for Julian Heggie Jackie Heggie, just before the buzzer sounded. It did hit the rim, but recovered by Harpersville. Now the shot by Savannah Murray off the back of the rim, no good. Noble and Drummond tied up, and possession arrow number one. Well, if nothing else, Oxford has slowed Harpersville down. They have not gotten onto the jackrabbit start that they are used to. 5:13 left in the first quarter. 2-0 the Hornets. They scored on the first shot by Amanda Frere. Pressure by Harpersville, and now everybody backs off, except Miranda Drummond waiting for Julie Heggie to get across half court. Long pass to Brooke Noble on the left wing. Over to Barry. Barry at the foul line, driving in, scoop up, and she'll be fouled. In the act of shooting. And you can hear, hopefully, the PA announcer helping us out with the announcement of that foul. It's on Kaylee Livermore of Harpersville, the first for her and the first for the team. Barry with a shot, short. And this is going to be a shooting challenge for both teams. Doesn't matter how many times Harpersville's played here, it's still a challenge because you're used to playing in high school gyms with a limited backdrop. This has an almost unlimited backdrop. In fact, some of it has glass, and a violation on Barry over the line. It would not have counted had it gone in. It did not go in. And we talked about in the Unitico BG game the other night, the Spartan mascot made an appearance, and he probably will today. The Hornet mascot is here for Harpersville. I'd like to see the return of the mascots. Nice drive to the hoop by Frere, but she gets denied. Ball got deflected slightly. Oxford has it, still trying to put their first points on the board, and the clock down to 4:35 in the first quarter. Just 2-0 Harpersville. Barry, beyond the arc, down low, zips the pass past Megan Golden, who was inserted into the lineup for Jackie Heggie for just a couple of seconds. Actually, Golden will stay. Jackie Heggie comes back in. Emily Smith sits down. This is going to be a test of depth, too, because it's a college court, so it's longer than a high school court. Frere for three, left side, around the rim, no good. Rebound, Drummond, up, blocked, out of bounds, and because it was blocked, it's Hornets' ball. Hornets in their white jerseys with blue and gold numbers and trim, and royal blue shorts with yellow trim. Livermore goes for the long outlet pass to Murray. McElwain now over to Frere from the outside, missed it right side. Drummond with the offensive board, puts it up and in, and she's fouled. So Miranda Drummond off to a slow start, but making it her strength, that offensive rebounding power. Foul will go on Brooke Noble of Oxford. First for both she and the team. And Drummond misses the follow-up free throw. All right, down to 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Oxford still looking for their first points, down 4-0. And a foul from behind called on Miranda Drummond, trying to surprise Heggie. First on Drummond. So the inbounds goes to Jackie Heggie. Long pass up ahead to Golden, off her foot. On the floor it goes. It rolls down. She picks it up. Barry, waiting for someone to pass. He's going to take a little drive down in and scoop to the hoop. Too hard. Not in control there. Rebounded by Livermore. Livermore avoids the defense. Now a runner by Murray. Missed it. Into the corner it goes. Nice rebound by Murray herself, and she'll put it up and in. Savannah Murray, who has pretty much all year been the number two scorer for Harpersville. A short timeout asked for by Coach Chris Palmer of Oxford. 3:29 to go, and our ball game today is made possible by Bartles Pharmacy in Oxford, Kuhn's Equipment Repair of Oxford, Faber's Home and Kitchens in Oxford, and Countryside Stove and Chimney in Oxford. Not to mention the Bread and Butter Country Store, Hyde and Neal and all the gang in Harpersville, R.E. Wilbur Supply of Sydney, and Quality Hardwoods, also of Sydney. So Oxford, delighted to be here, obviously, but the delight has to go away sometime soon, and they got to get down to business. Now, defensively, yeah, they've done a decent job. They have held Harpersville to just three baskets in the first four and a half minutes of action. They have yet to get close to a basket. They've gotten off some shots, not the best selected shots, and 0 for 2 from the line, of course. All right, Julie Heggie, very athletic. She and her twin sister trying to cause the Hornets some fits. Heggie's going to drive to the right, pass it off to Golden. That's her best shot. The three-pointer from the right wing missed it. And diving on the floor is Julianne Heggie, and now Drummond dives in as well and causes the possession arrow. First possession arrow of the game. It'll go to Harpersville. So we are now almost down to the three-minute mark. Murray to the left side. Frere, three-point shot. It's up and it's in. So while high scorer Miranda Drummond's been held to two, Amanda Frere now with 5 points, and now a steal by Murray and conversion. So suddenly, there's another need for a timeout called by Chris Palmer. 2:51 to play in the first quarter. 10-0 Harpersville. You're listening to the Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls Championship game on WCDL.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
We're back for Harpersville's defense on the press that is relentless. Steal by Murray, and the right-handed layup no good. And then Murray commits the foul, trying to get to Lacey Berry. So Murray with the first foul for her and the third on the team. 2:39 to play first quarter. 10-0 Harpersville. Oxford has done all they can defensively, but they're not going to hold Harpersville for long, and they need to put points on the board. Still looking for their first basket. Drummond almost stole the ball from Heggie. She lost her balance. It was turned over to Frere. Frere, the lefty layup. No good, but rebounded by Emily Smith, preventing that layup from being made. So the Hornets, who are the number two seed in the upcoming Class C Section 4 tournament, will host Groton on Wednesday night. Shot for Frere is up and good. She is off and scoring big early with 6 of her team's 11. More subbing for the Oxford Blackhawks. Talk about that in just a second. Shot is up and good. 7 for Amanda Frere. She's got 7 of the 12, and it's 2:21 to play. Oxford is fighting it hard just to get the ball past half court. Murray's going to run right alongside Jackie Heggie. Heggie keeps going around the screen, off the glass, and good. Jackie Heggie, nice play to get Oxford on the board at the 2:09 mark of the first quarter. Right back is Murray, traveling with the ball. She tripped through a double team, and that's one reason why she was called for the foul. So 2 minutes to go. Oxford with the ball back, so they've created a turnover. This time it's Julie Heggie up the right side. Drummond gives her a little bit of room. Now it's Jackie in the right wing, coming to the foul line, backing in, going off the glass, and she scores! So two in a row for Jackie Heggie, and it's 12-4. Frere, back pass for McElwain, and a possession arrow will be called. That could easily have been called a foul because McElwain reached around Julie Heggie, for the ball. But they'll call it a possession arrow and give it back to Oxford. Dangerous inbounds pass to Julie Heggie. She's going to outrun Drummond, which is rare to say that, and from behind Drummond will be called for the foul. And that's 2 on Miranda Drummond, and I say that's rare for Drummond to get outrun because, well, she's the Mid-State Athletic Conference reigning girls cross-country champion. So I know she can run. And normally she's a good sprinter, too, on this basketball court. So Lacey Berry driving in, and actually not driving in, she was driving across the key, was looking to pass, and a hold foul. Going to stop the clock. Savannah Murray with her second. Now, if nothing else, the lack of a strong offense for Oxford, there at least there's some fouls being called. Inside Barry, and she's hacked in the act. And that's what I'm talking about. Oxford is taking a more unconventional way of getting to the action here in that they are creating foul situations for their opponent. That foul is called on Harpersville, and now a timeout called by Kurt Ehrensbeck. A minute 21 to go. It is 12-4 in favor of Harpersville. You're listening to the Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls Championship game on WCDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we're back at the Alumni Fieldhouse ready for a two-shot foul by Lacey Berry, who has missed her third straight foul shot. She gets a second one here, and they need all they can get from the free throw line. Next shot is also missed, but put back up by Sarah Renault, who's in the game. She missed it inside Barry, and she is called. There's a three-second violation. Oxford had a prime opportunity to grab a couple more points, but could not do so. So the Hornets, with three girls having two fouls, Savannah Murray, Kaylee Livermore, and Miranda Drummond, all with two fouls. Drummond could have gotten a third foul. There's a steal, though, by Julie Heggie. She stops. She waits. She scoops a pass over to Smith, blocked by Drummond, and again, risking a third foul. So Miranda Drummond is not necessarily playing under control right now. She could have been called for an offensive on the last possession. Julie Heggie driving in, going up, and gets hit by both Drummond and Frere, or McElwain. It's a turnover, not a foul. Here comes Drummond. Going to take it all the way to the hole. Missed the layup. Rebound by Renault. Outlets to Jackie Heggie. And so it's Julianne Heggie with the ball in her hands coming up the middle of the floor. And the Hornets now in a 2-1-2. There's a stop and pop for Barry. Off the right side, Drummond rebounds, loses her balance, but gets it off to Kaylee Livermore. Ahead to Murray. Murray hesitates and then shoots from the foul line, missed it long, and a rebound put up by Amanda Frere, who's had a very good first quarter, and it's 16 seconds from being over. Foul is going to be called on Sarah Renault. Three fouls on Oxford as a team, and Frere at the line for the second time. She hit two of two her last time there. First shot is up off the back of the rim. Harpersville don't have percentages, don't have any stats of any kind. I did keep track of every game with the free throws and three-pointers. They're probably the best three-point shooting team in the league. But free throw shooting, they're about 60%. Frere makes the second of her two tries. She's got a game-high 8 points. It's 13-4. Last possession for Oxford. Will they pay attention to the clock? It's down to 10 seconds. Barry to the right side for Julie Heggie. Back to Barry. Shoots. And the shot gets partially blocked. Drummond up the sideline. That's going to run out of time as we end the first quarter. 13-4 in favor of Harpersville. Except for Jackie Heggie's back-to-back hoops. That has been it for Oxford, but it's still a game, and it's the Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls Championship from Alumni Fieldhouse in Oneonta, and you're catching it live on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Kaylee Livermore greets the second quarter, 7 seconds old, with a three-pointer. Her first basket of the day, second three-pointer for the Lady Hornets, and they up their lead to 16-4. Julie Heggie drives in, goes to Jackie, now to Megan Golden, now Barry through the double team, and call for the travel, and the idea is there for Lacey on the left hand, but she was trying to push her way through that double team and created the travel situation, of which the official was right on the spot for. Good officiating crew today. Drummond driving in, and that's going to be called a travel. She left bodies in her wake. Marcy Ritter, the starter, is back in the ball game for Harpersville. So it's 14-15. The Heggie twins, Julie and Jackie. Megan Golden and over Lacey Berry. A shot from the left side inside the three-point line, but her first basket after going 0-for-4 in the first quarter from the free throw line. 16-6. Frayer goes around and shoots and misses. The long rebound controlled by Lacey Berry, and Drummond risking the third foul gets called on the possession arrow. But again, Miranda playing very recklessly on the defensive end. And we have a stoppage of time right now. And yeah, it's got to go to Oxford because Harpersville started the quarter with the ball. It's like another possession arrow. Whoever had it last has to surrender it the next time at the beginning of a quarter. Jackie Heggie from Julie Heggie, and it stays on the rim for a bit and then drops in. Jackie Heggie has 6 of her team's 8 points. It's 16-8, 6:46 to go in the first half. Murray doesn't hesitate, shoots for 3, misses. It was very close to going in, came back out, and Drummond knocked it out of bounds trying for the offensive board. 6:40 to go. The Sydney Unitingo boys rematch coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Looking forward to that for sure. Unitingo the favorite this year after Sydney won it last year. Julie and Jackie Heggie, keep them straight. They got numbers on, which helps me a lot. Golden to Julie Heggie. She's starting the drive, and referee alertly calls the travel. There are bodies flying in this game, but a lot of times it's as the result of traveling violations. All right, Savannah Murray, who doesn't hesitate last time to throw up the three. This time it's Amanda Frayer, who does not hesitate to throw up the three-pointer. First second of the game, Harpersville's third. She's got a game-high 11 points. It's 19-8. Lacey Berry does not drive this time. Passes to Megan Golden, who ran with the ball for a second before she dribbled, and that's a travel. So an unforced error. Harpersville has Kaylee Livermore, Savannah Murray, Miranda Drummond, Marcy Ritter, and the hot shooting Amanda Frayer right now. Harpersville playing in a matchup zone right now. Livermore tries to dump a pass inside. Picked off by Brooke Noble. Nice defense there. And the Hornets will back off their defensive pressure for a bit. Julie Heggie gets to take the ball all the way to the circle. Well, guess what? Murray with a steal anyway. Sloppy play by Oxford. Murray to Livermore, right back to Murray. On the left side goes Frayer. Shoots from the baseline, missed it. Rebound Drummond. Got the ball partially blocked. A lot of contact there. She's a little upset that there was not a whistle. So Oxford comes down trailing by 11 with 5:18 to go. 19-8 is the score. Julie Heggie, they work the ball around to Barry, and she'll travel with the ball. These guys are old school refs, and I got to applaud the two of them. These are things that don't get called in practice, sometimes don't get called in games, but the referees are on the spot today. I got to give them my kudos, no doubt about it. Livermore just not going to make the second pass like she did before, and it got stolen. Prayer to Drummond. She curls her, shoots, comes up on the bottom of the rim. Berry with a rebound. And there's going to be a third foul on Miranda Drummond. I don't know why she didn't back off. She should have backed off when she got the chance. And that's going to be in a one-on-one situation for Oxford. And it's very early in the game to get that. 4:55 to play in the first half. So Miranda Drummond with her third foul. She's been held to 2 points so far. And the Hornets will take a timeout. 4:55 to play in the first half, 19-8 Oxford, and they have free throws when we come back. Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls Championship on WCDL.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Our doubleheader MAC Championship special sponsors today on WCDO include Waldron's Floor Covering and Smith Insurance Agency in Sydney. By Chambers and O'Hara, our tip-off show sponsor every time. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Jessup House Building Supplies, Downtown Sydney Center. Amerigas of Sydney. Midwest Banco of Sydney, and Hawkins Homes of Harpersville. A nice cross-section of area businesses each and every year come out to support their local teams and have never been let down. We've given you the best coverage we possibly can on WCDO Sports. All right, back to the foul line for Lacey Berry. She's 0 for 4, some are all in the first quarter. And this shot will miss, but it was a 1-1. So Oxford cannot capitalize. Free throws. Nice pass from Murray all the way down to Amanda Frayer, and she draws the foul. And Lacey Berry's first personal foul is called. But Miranda Drummond with three fouls, and so she'll be spending some time on the bench for Harpersville. Amanda Frayer, leading scorer right now, hits the first one. She is she's 4 for 5 so far from the free throw line. She just got back a week ago from a special field hockey camp, so she's got to get back in basketball mode, and today she is not disappointing. 13 points for Amanda Frayer, 21-8, the largest lead of the ball game so far for the Lady Hornets. 4:42 left in the first half. Noble kicks it back to Golden. Now Julie Hagee shoots from the elbow. Scores it! Excuse me, Julie's first basket. Sister Jackie with 6 points. So now they've hit double figures at 10. And the substitute is Tatiana Sosnowski. Gives it over to Livermore. Air ball from the deep right side. So Tatiana Sosnowski is one of the super softs here for Harpersville that are going to be seeing a lot of time. And a shot that went in for Jackie Heggie is scratched as she committed a travel. So Wednesday night when we did the Oxford-Unitigo game, it was possession arrow, possession arrow, possession arrow. Today it is travel, 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 both teams. Marcy Ritter commits the travel. These officials are on the spot, and I'm sure there's going to be people in the stands that are going to complain about this, but not me. You got to put the ball on the floor before you take your steps. That's the cardinal rule. All right, so the Heggie twins help bring the ball up court. Quick snap pass over to Emily Smith in the left corner. She chooses not to shoot. Berry over to the right for Heggie. Heggie off to Julie Heggie, no good. Or Jackie Heggie, no good. Ball is still alive, recovered by Savannah Murray. Quick pass to Livermore, right back to Savannah, number two on the uniform. Over to the right for Murray. Down low to Marcy Ritter. One bounce to turn around off the side of the backboard. So not a good shot there. 3:30 left in the first half. Oxford still within reach, but they got to get hot, and they got to get hot quickly. Emily Smith in the left wing. Into the corner for Berry. Berry's got one shot that's gone in. She's over in the left wing. Driving in on the baseline of Murray. Back pass to Julie Heggie. Murray lost the handle, now to Berry. There's five on the shot clock. Barry's going to go underneath the hoop, right back to number 14, Jackie Heggie, missed it, and the rebound by Marcy Ritter. Hornets looking for Kurt Ehrensbeck's call from the sideline. Under 3 minutes to go. Frayer from behind, blocked by Jackie Heggie. Nice defensive play and recovered by Lacey Barry, and she's traveling, trying to get out of the double team. Now the stat keepers are having a field day today, making a lot of marks in one category. Murray from the right side for three. That's just glanced off the rim, and the recovery by Oxford. 21-10, they trail. Emily Smith stops to pop, and the shot off the rim twice. Rebound, Julie Heggie. Passes over to Emily Smith. Off the backboard, no good. Now Jackie Heggie shoots from 12 feet. Off the backboard, no good. Tapped up around, and Julie recovers it. So four shots in a row coming up. No, she is accused by the official, called on a carry. So that's another violation that turns the ball over to Harpersville. Livermore comes out of the ball game. Esperanza Gutierrez comes in, number 12. She's a junior. Murray from 18 feet, just inside the three-point line. Murray with her third field goal. She's got six. It's 23-10. We're approaching the two-minute mark of the first half. Morabito halftime report coming up. And as I don't have the sectional numbers for you, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Shot from Barry on the left wing. Missed it. Murray trying to get away from the pack. They catch up to her. She still shoots from 10 feet. Missed it. Rebound by Frayer. Missed. And rebound by Lacey Barry. Protecting the ball. And outlets to first Jackie Heggie. And now Julie Heggie's got it. Minute 30 to play in the first half. Bounce pass to the right side to Jackie. Now to Julie. Jackie from long range. Off the backboard. She will not be able to save it. It is saved, though, by Sosnowski. Good hustle on her part, and we've lost a couple of lights in one end of the gym. Hopefully that doesn't affect anybody. And traveling, also the call on Shelby Medovich, who is into the ball game. And they stop something here for substituting both teams are sending players in. All right, Emily McElwain returns for Tatiana Sosnowski, and it looks like Sarah Renault is back in the ball game, replacing Megan Golden. All right, high post. It's Brooke Noble. Right back to Julie Heggie at the foul line. Now passes over to Emily Smith. Her shot is up and good. Emily Smith's first basket, 23-12. We're under a minute to play in the first half. Second quarter's gone a lot faster than the first quarter, that's for sure. There's a steal by Smith, but I think she ran out of room in the deep corner to my right. Harpersville shooting to my right, Oxford to my left, where the lights went out briefly. Frayer to inbound in the corner. Tough spot to do that. Gutierrez, one dribble it out, back to Murray. Murray finding some room in the baseline. The turnaround is way off the mark. Gutierrez with a rebound off to Medovich, and she's fouled in the act of shooting by Brooke Noble. Noble with her second foul. She's the first Oxford player with more than one. So at the line is Shelby Medovich for the first time. Shot is up and no good. Shelby Medovich is a freshman. So the youth on this team is amazing. Amanda Frayer and Emily McElwain and Kaylee Livermore are three seniors. Everybody else junior or lower in the class standing. Second shot by Medovich is good. She's got her first point, 24-12 with 33 seconds left. Oxford cannot take the last shot here unless they reset the possession. Jackie, a little shake and bake down low. Shot blocked. No, they'll call a foul on Gutierrez. Looked kind of clean from this angle. The official was behind Gutierrez and must have seen some body contact. So SB Gutierrez with her first foul. Now the amount of fouls Harpersville's committed has toned down a bit, but they have starter Miranda Drummond with three fouls. Shot is up for Jackie Heggie. No good. And that was a one-on-one situation again. So I could push Kaylee Livermore, and that'll be three on Livermore. So let's update the foul situation. You got three on Miranda Drummond and Kaylee Livermore. You got two on Savannah Murray and one on Espy Gutierrez. So at the line is Brooke Noble. This will be the last one-on-one situation. Up and no good. Comes way out. Nice rebound by Jackie Heggie off the glass. No good, though. She missed her opportunity. And Emily McElwain recovers for Harpersville. Another frustrating moment for Oxford. Trying to keep it close. They trail 24-12 into the deep corner with 3 seconds to go. McElwain short. Ball is loose, out of bounds with 0.3 seconds to go. And there will be no chance for a shot as we see the backboards light up. I always like that little feature. So Harpersville scoring as many points in the first half as they normally do in the first quarter. But that's a whole other subject. And we go to halftime. And our ball game today, Mid-State Athletic Conference special sponsors in this doubleheader include Country Squire Realty of Unadilla, Susie's Bake Shop and Cafe in Sydney, Tabone Chiropractic, also in Sydney, our catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria in Sydney and Oxford, Roberts Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Neighbors Insurance of Sydney, and Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. We'll take a break. Be back with the Morabito Halftime Report. The score, 24-12. Harpersville looking for their fourth straight Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship. Lead Oxford 24-12. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
There is a difference.
Your New York City
Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. It is time for our Morabito Halftime Report on WCDO with 11 minutes in our halftime remaining upon the big board here at the Alumni Fieldhouse on the campus of SUNY Oneonta. And our score is Oxford 12, Harpersville 24. And our halftime show is brought to you by Morabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And before I go into numbers and statistics and all of those fun things that make up a championship game, I want to give a shout-out right now. I had a request that we say hello to Arlene Huggins. Arlene Huggins, big Harpersville fan, but she's very sick, could not make it today. She is home listening, so we want to make sure we mention Arlene. And don't worry, Arlene, your girls are doing quite well. 24-12, they lead it, going for their fourth straight Mid-State Athletic Conference championship. So we're happy to say hello to Arlene. I don't know if I know her personally. I've followed Harpersville for many, many years. Don't know if I know her, but hopefully she's going to get well. Well, Harpersville, as I said, you got to take the good with the bad because they, of course, gotten onto that 12-point lead, but there are a couple of things to remember. Number one is that they're not shooting great. Number two is Oxford's not shooting great. Number three, there are foul situations with more lights going off, too. I don't know if that's going to be a negative or what. There's enough lights here and the sunlight coming in. You know, you shouldn't have to be in the dark, but my goodness, they keep losing lights here. But anyway, the situation is that starters for Harpersville are in foul trouble. Kaylee Livermore, who's got a three-pointer, and Miranda Drummond, who's averaging close to 20 points a game, she has been held to just 2 points today. And 0-for-1 from the foul line. She's got 3 points. Got her third at the 4:55 mark of the second quarter, which did two things. It put her on the bench for the rest of the quarter, and it allowed Oxford to start shooting bonus or one-on-one situations. Unfortunately for Oxford, they have been unable to capitalize. They are 0-for-7 from the line. And how well Coach Greg Budzkowski, who I just saw walk behind me with his little girl, he knows what that's like all too much, as his home team on Wednesday night was 1-for-9, and it's one of those things where you shake your head, go, are you serious? Can we make some free throws here? Well, Oxford unable to do that. Poor Lacey Berry, she's been to the line 3 times and is 0-for-5. Their leading scorer today so far is Jackie Hagee. She's got 6 points, but she's 0-for-1 from the line. Emily Smith has a basket for two. Julie Heggie's got a basket for two. Lacey Berry, just the basket for two. 0-for-5 from the line, as I said. And Brooke Noble is 0-for-1 from the line. So they have 6 2-point field goals, no three-pointers. They're 0-for-7 from the free throw line. For Harpersville, they've mixed it up a little better. They've got 3 3-pointers today, and they are 6-for-9 from the foul line. So those two elements are there for Harpersville, not for Oxford. There's just 4 2-pointers for Harpersville, however. They got to find a way to score a little bit more inside. But as I said, they are 6-for-9 from the line. Their leading scorer is Amanda Frayer. She's got 13 points, hit 2 3-pointers, and she is 5-for-6 free throw shooting, doing a good job all around so far today. Savannah Murray has 3 baskets for 6. Drummond, as we said, Miranda Drummond held to just a basket for 2. Kaylee Livermore, starter, she's got a 3-pointer. And Shelby Menevich, who came off the bench, she has 1-for-2 from the free throw line. So she is officially in the book so far with 1 point. And I've got to remember that Harpersville has 1, 2, 3 more players that I have to going to have to write in the scorebook here, as they've added to their roster for the postseason, apparently. So, and it looks like one of their players is not the same name as it was starting out, so I got to put her name in. That'll save me spaces on the scoring book. So here's the deal. Oxford will be the 11th seed, and they will be at, is it 11 or 13? One of those two, no, one of those odd numbers. They will play at Marathon on, I think it's Wednesday night. The girls play on Wednesday, the boys play on Tuesday. Tuesday night, I'll be in Sydney for the 3rd of 3 Sydney-Oxford games. Didn't do this one, the one this week, the MAC semifinal boys, But I did do the one the week before that, or 2 weeks before that. But they have played, they'll play Oxford three times at home, which is an extreme rarity. And that'll be the first round of sectionals for Class C. UNITSECO is the number two seed. They're going to be hosting, I believe they're hosting Groton. I think they're hosting Groton. Yep. Bainbridge Guilford is the eighth seed, and they're hosting a team that's seeded number nine. I think that's Union Springs. I'm going from memory. So there are three local teams. Oh, no, UNITSECO is playing Green. That's right. UNITSECO is playing Green. It's Harpersville girls that are playing Groton on Wednesday night. So there's a lot of local boys teams in action at home on Tuesday. First round of Class C sectionals. And some Class D sectionals as well, with Hancock participating. They're defending Class D boys champs. And, of course, the girls, a lot of our local teams are on the road. Oxford's on the road. Unadilla Valley's on the road at Walton. Sydney is on the road, and I can't remember who they play, I'm sorry to say. But they're the number 16 seed. They must be playing Lansing. Yeah, they're playing Lansing on the road. They're the number one seed. Harpersville's the number two seed. And UNITSECO is also on the road, but I can't, and BG's on the road. I can't remember who each of those two teams play. I'm sorry, I didn't bring my list with me. All right, our MAC championship doubleheader. I'm just filled with information, aren't I? Our championship doubleheader today, made possible by many different sponsors, both regular season sponsors and our new additional postgame sponsors. But they include Eaton and Griffith Law Office of Sydney. The following businesses, all in Sydney: Video Entertainment Plus, Richard Wakeman Construction, the Amphenol Corporation, Egley Machine Company, and Butler Auto Sales, all in Sydney, plus the wide-ranging NBT Bank and Sydney Federal Credit Union. We'll continue to read those names throughout the game. So we're about 4 minutes away. And again, the boys coming up, I will have stats for those guys. I know Mike Verzee and Jim Knight are used to providing me with stats at this time of the year. Very important, because you get to see the tendencies. You get to see the foul shots. You get to see the turnovers. Who's leading in rebounds? Who's got the most offensive rebounds? Who's a good three-point shooter? Those kind of things. Oxford girls are playing a totally different game than they played on Wednesday night. And Harpersville continues to be Harpersville. They'll be consistent for quite a while. I won't worry about their characteristics. It would have been weird to see them on Wednesday night when BG slowed them down to the point of being 15-13 at halftime. So, and one other quick note. I talked to Ben Nelson, who is the secretary treasurer of Section 4. He's also a former Oxford and BG boys basketball coach. Stepped down this year for Greg Warren at BG, but Ben still handling Section 4 duties. I asked him before the game about situation of Section 4 with the declining enrollment and merged programs and all the other factors. What is the state of Section 4? Is it going to thrive? Is it going to wither away? Are they going to think about realignment? Merged schools are happening or possibly happening. They're looking at them closely. Deposit and Hancock, Shenango Forks and Shenango Valley. The Elmira schools have obviously merged in sports. Elmira is now called the Express. Corning East and Corning West, who are the largest schools going, they merged to become Corning. So, you know, he said the strength of this is in the league. The strength of the Section 4 conferences are the strength of the league. We can do a football conference and do that successfully, then each team can go to their respective leagues and thrive and make money, etc. So, interesting take. All right, we're going to step aside for our final time, the Marabito Halftime Report. It is 24-12 in favor of Harpersville, going for title number 4 in a row. They lead Oxford 24-12. You're listening to the Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls Championship Basketball Game live on WCDO.
We're specialists in you, Robert Zeinkamp Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. You, Robert Zeinkamp Associates.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And they've started the second half already with a shot missed by Kaylee Livermore of Harpersville, so we didn't miss any points. That's good to know. Oxford starts with their first possession, resulting in the travel between Julie and Jackie Heggie. Yes, they know each other so well. They know where each one is on the court. But they still have to play by the rules, and there have been a ton of travels called today for both sides. Shot for Emily McElwain, who gets the start in the second half, and she airballs it, caught by Jackie Heggie. Savannah Murray reaching in, trying for the steal, and you knew it was going to be called because it was right in front of the official. Savannah Murray now becomes the third starter with three fouls. So we'll see how Coach Kurt Ehrensbeck handles this. Julie Heggie for three, missed it. Rebound by McElwain. Actually, Julie looked like she was just in front of the three-point line. And then a very uncharacteristic sloppy outlet pass by Harpersville. And you could see the concern on their faces. You know, you wouldn't know they'd lead by 12 based on the look that they have. Miranda Drummond is on the bench with three fouls. Kaylee Livermore is actually in the ballgame with three fouls. And there's a carry violation against Oxford. This is getting to be these turnovers are mounting, and Oxford is the team that can ill afford to do that. Amanda Frere, who had a really hot first half, goes to McElwain, who gets the start in the second half for Miranda Drummond, but her shot from the baseline misses, and the littlest girl on the court right now, Emily Smith, got the rebound on the weak side. So let's see how Harpersville plays the defense. So it looks like they got a 2-1-2 zone going. At this point, Jackie Heggie into the right corner for Emily Smith. Smith stops, goes to Lacey Berry. Oh, she tried to jump pass, and Freya right there on the defense. And Berry comes back to grab the ball, but lost possession to Amanda Freya, or Emily McElwain, I'm sorry. Freya will take the three-point shot. It's up, but it's no, it's a two-pointer. It's a two-pointer. Amanda Freya with the basket, and she's got... I got her down for 15. The scoreboard up there says 14. Well, somewhere along the way, maybe she made that three that only counted as a two. 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 14. Yeah, that must have been. All right, so she's only made 2 3-pointers. And here comes Oxford, losing possession of the ball. Now they get it back. Harpersville had it, I should say, and then lost it. Berry got the pass from Jackie Heggie, and here comes Oxford as I try to fix my scoreboard. So Frere had 12 points at the end of the half, not 13. Brooke Noble from the foul line banks it. It almost went in. Came off the wrong rebound. Ricochets off the hands of 24. That is Tatiana Sosnowski, who is in the game. So Murray and Livermore playing with three fouls. Drummond not playing with three fouls. She's on the bench right now. 3-point shot by Megan Golden. Missed it. Rebound Jackie Heggie. Can't get it to go. puts it, somebody puts it back up, Brooke Noble, and she is fouled. And that's four on Kaylee Livermore. Strangely, the fouls mounting for Harpersville's three starters, Savannah Murray, Kaylee Livermore, and on the bench, Miranda Drummond. Shot for Brooke Noble. And the shooting woes from the foul line continue for Oxford. They are now 0 for 8. The first shot missed. So Miranda Drummond does check into the ball game. So it's Drummond, Murray, McElwain, Marcy Ritter is back in, and Amanda Frere. Noble misses this one, too. Drummond with a rebound. Outlets to Murray, and here come the running Hornets. But Oxford back quickly in a 2-3 zone. Nice job. Drummond for three. Short rebound by Noble of Oxford. So the Oxford Blackhawks are doing a good job, Harpersville, but they've got to get their score up the trail, 26-12. Smith to the top of the key. Julie Hagee, and she's going to commit the travel. It is a trend today that the players start their move, flip their feet, thinking they're doing something tricky, but nope, they're committing a travel, and the referees are on top of it. Drummond shuffling her feet, traveling with the ball. I love these officials are doing the right job. And it's going both ways, for the record, both ways. Some more subbing going on this time for Oxford. Coach Chris Palmer putting in, looks like Lacey Berry is in now. Jackie Heggie drives hard, and she'll get that one to go. Jackie Heggie with 8 points makes it 26-14. Oxford trailing by 12. The Hornets go to the high post for McElwain. Kicks it over to Frere. Frere misses, and going for the ball is Drummond. Nice save back to Murray. That should have been Oxford's ball, but Drummond got there quickly. Now she shoots for three, and it's short. Rebound tapped up. Drummond going for it. Got it. Lost it. And Noble. And Drummond's shot was taken too quickly. The shot was blocked. Well, up the floor comes Julie Heggie to Jackie Heggie. The runner is good, and she's fouled. And that's going to tighten things up to a 10-point deficit. So Marcy Ritter is called for her first personal foul, and that's the third team's foul. And that's a short timeout asked for. Now by, I believe, Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck. We've got 4:09 to play in the third quarter, and our MAC championship basketball doubleheader today has a slew of special sponsors. And I'll say some of them now. Quality Hardwoods of Sydney and R.E. Wilbur Supply of Sydney. The Bread and Butter Country Store in Harpersville. And these Oxford businesses jumped on with us today. Bartle's Pharmacy, Coons Equipment Repair, Faber's Home and Kitchens, and Countryside Stove and Chimney. 31 in all. 31 sponsors just for today's game. And should some local teams go on to some deeper sectional and state action, I'm sure a lot of these sponsors will be back. All right, so Jackie Heggie's going to try to put in the three-point play, and does. First free throw. Celebration for Oxford, because the deficit now is 9. First time in a while it's been under 10. 26-17 with 4:06 to go. And don't forget, Hornets starters, many of them in foul trouble right now. And it's still early, relatively, in the game. Murray, long pass over to Frere. Open for three. Way off the mark. Rebounded by Lacey Berry, who was in perfect position to catch that. If she didn't catch it, Miranda Drummond had it to put back up and in real quick. Megan Golden stops, goes down low, and Berry is called for the travel. She tried to pivot, give her credit for that, but she pivoted a second time, and that's a travel. 3:37 to go in the third quarter. 26-17. Favor of Harpersville. They've got the ball. Murray moves in for a shot, and she looks like, referee will say, she was hit in the act of shooting. That will go against Megan Golden. First for both Megan and the team in the second half. So Murray at the line. She's got 6 points today. First shot from the line, though, and it's no good. Savannah Murray, a returning starter from last year's state runner-up team. She's a junior this year. We're counted on a lot more for scoring. And her shot is up, and it is good. So 7 points for Savannah Murray, and the score, 27-17. Oxford still hanging around, trying to make it hard on Harpersville. Jackie Heggie to Barry, the scoop around. And it looks like another foul called. That's Marcy Ritter's second of this quarter. So back to the line comes Lacey Barry, and she would love to put a couple of free throws in for her teammates today. There's the first one that's missed, and poor Lacey is 0 for 6 right now from the free throw line. If she makes half of them, it's a 7-point ball game. Free throw, so crucial. She's over the line for the second time today. That's got to be nervous. I mean, I'm sitting here going, come on, you got to put one in. And she's 0 for 7, but no doubt nerves are taking their toll. 27-17, but still Oxford in this ballgame every step of the way. Murray trying to drive through a double team. Not going to happen. Freyer quickly puts up a shot that misses. Marcy Ritter catches the air ball on the other side. Lost her dribble. They pass it around. Now it's Murray for three, and she cans it. Savannah Murray with her first three, and I'm not mistaken by this one. It is a three-pointer for sure. So on we go. The 2:42 mark. Shot thrown up by Megan Golden. Missed it. The ball comes hit out by Ritter. Could have been a foul there. Jackie Heggie to Brooks Noble, and then a shot thrown up by Megan Golden. It's short. Nice rebound, and Noble shoots, and oh, Drummond risked her fourth foul. Could have easily been called for a fourth foul there. Referees might have been seeing the flight of the ball. Drummond throws it up for three. My goodness, out of bounds it goes. Drummond not having her kind of game so far. Emily Smith checks in for Oxford, replacing Megan Golden in the guard position for Oxford. And why I say Miranda Drummond's not playing her kind of game so far, number one, she's in foul trouble. Number two, she's gotten away with three or four other fouls. But most importantly is last year she was silky smooth in this game against Bainbridge Guilford. She was the cause of Bainbridge Guilford's early heartache because she just ran and scored and had offensive rebounds. Harpersville trying to defend Julie Haggie, going down the paint, and she's fouled. Emily McElwain has her first foul, and that's number 5 in terms of team fouls on the Hornets. So our recap shows Kaylee Livermore with 4, Miranda Drummond and Savannah Murray with 3. Drummond has gone back to the bench. And the shot put up by Julie Heggie from the foul line, no good. She'll get a second one. Oxford just 1 for the day on free throw shooting. And I'm not sure Chris Palmer still with a hopeful look in his face. There's not much you can coach from the bench on free throws. Second shot is off the mark. Julie Heggie missed both, and Marcy Ritter rebounds. It was sloppy, but she got it. And up the court comes Savannah Murray for the Lady Hornets of Harpersville, leading 30-17. That three-pointer, very crucial. She's going to take another one from even farther out and hit it again. Savannah Murray, back-to-back threes. What an exclamation point that is. A 10-point lead is now a 16-point lead. Where am I coming up with 26 from? All right, down low and out of bounds hit last by Jackie Heggie. That's going to turn it over to Harpersville. So Sarah Renaud comes in the ballgame replacing Brooke Noble. Looks like timeout asked for by Chris Palmer. So we're going to take a break, step away with a minute 22 to go in the third quarter. 33-17, Harpersville leads. It's a full timeout. You're listening to the Mid-State Athletic Conference Girls Basketball Championships on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Back live at the Alumni Fieldhouse on the campus of SUNY Oneonta, the site of the Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship every year since 2008. Every year since 2008, they've been here at SUNY Oneonta. Before that, it was on high school court. The first year, very memorable. It was Sydney defeating Oxford in the girls and Delhi defeating Harpersville in the boys, and that was played at Bainbridge Guilford. That was 2002. All right. Minute 22 to go in the third quarter. Back-to-back threes by Savannah Murray has made this 10-point game a 16-point game, and Oxford's going to have to fight all the way. Nice play to Marcy Ritter from Savannah Murray. Murray was way out by the Red Dragon at half court, threw a lead pass to Marcy Ritter, but I think there was a problem there. Went out of bounds. So it's turned back over to Oxford. But what a good basketball play that was shaping up to be. Pass over to Emily Smith. Back to Julie Heggie at the top of the circle. Over to the left side for Smith. She'll take a 16-footer. Missed it. Rebound by Renault. Missed it. Ball tapped into the corner. Picked up by Tatiana Sosnowski, who's into the ball game. Murray, another lead pass for Ritter. Threw it up too quickly. No good. Rebound Julie Heggie. She dribbles through traffic and now waits for everybody to pass her so she can bring the ball up the floor unscathed. 35 seconds to go. Smith to Julie Heggie to Renault. Shoots from the elbow. Short rebound by Ritter. 28 seconds to go. The pass knocked away by Julie Heggie. She didn't take anything for granted that time. Nice play. And knocked out of bounds. So Hornet ball with 26 seconds to go. In the third quarter, they can play for the last shot. They're trying to survive as long as they can without starters on the bench. McElwain shoots from behind, blocked by Barry, but it's recovered by Ritter. Her shot misses. Smith sneaks in there to get it, and there's a push called on probably number four, Marcy Ritter, and that'll be her third. So Marcy Ritter entered the quarter without any fouls. She's picked up three in this quarter. That's six fouls on Harpersville. Remember, the next one, if it's non-shooting, becomes a one-and-one time, but Oxford has only made one free throw all game long, and that's a little tough to take. There's a foul as Julie Heggie tries to split the double team. That could be the fourth on Marcy. Nope, Amanda Frayer, number five, not number four. Okay, first one on Amanda Frayer. At the end of this game, we'll have the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense and Bank Insurance Dynamic Defense Awards in this MAC Girls Championship ball game. So at the line, trying it again, is Julianne Heggie, and this is her one-and-one situation with 4.9 seconds to go. It's up, and it's no good. My goodness, the streak continues. Rebound by Sosnowski, and it looks like a first foul will be on Julie Heggie. Far different from the Unitego game, in which she had four at the end of the third quarter, but survived to the end of the game. Her sister Jackie, not so fortunate, she got her fourth. And that's it for the third quarter. The buzzer sounds. The two three-pointers by Savannah Murray broke the close game open. It's 33-17. Harpersville on top looking for their fourth straight MAC championship game. We'll find out in the fourth quarter if it will happen. You're listening to the MAC Championship Girls Basketball Game live on WCDO.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, I'm going to have to check my stats. I can't believe the low scoring for Oxford. I missed one of the baskets. I didn't put the numbers down in the book. try to remember who might have scored it. I mean, when in doubt, go to Jackie Heggie right now. She's got 9 points. All right, we start the fourth quarter. It's Jackie and Julie Heggie, and it is Emily Smith, Brooke Noble, and Sarah Renau in the game. Trailing 33-17. Julie Heggie, double dribble is the call, as Savannah Murray gave her a little bit of hassle getting through by the foul line. So 2 3-pointers by Savannah Murray. The difference right now, and Amanda Frere on a cross-court pass from Miranda Drummond, and Amanda Frere has a game-high 16 points, just one short of Oxford's total. Oxford players 1 for 15 from the foul line so far. Renault called for a travel as she starts to get down for a move, and she is called for the violation. She'll sit down. Lacey Berry comes in for her. I have to check with the people who are next to me as far as who got that second basket in the third quarter. 7:19 to go. Pass to Frere. She's too far underneath. She'll go to Drummond. And hit from, as she fouled through, no call there. Drummond tried for a three-pointer. Rebound Oxford, and here they come, trailing 35-17. It's the largest lead of the ballgame for the Hornets. Driving is Julie Heggie, missed it. Rebound on the weak side by Drummond. She's going to take it all the way herself on the right side. How far will she go? Well, she'll back it out. Cross-court pass to Frere. Shoots from 16 out, way off the mark. Not like Amanda today. She's been the hottest shooter for either team. And up to the court comes Julianne Heggie. The best weapon for the three-pointer for Oxford is Megan Golden, but she's not in there right now. Lacey Berry drives hard on the left side, and she gets it to go. Unofficially her second basket. But Oxford just woeful from the foul line today. Murray. Cross over dribble, drives in, lost it, got it back, lost it again. Berry tried to save it, unsuccessful, and the Hornets will inbound. As Megan Golden, the three-point threat, does come into the game now for Emily Smith. 35-19 with 6:11 to go. Harpersville has never trailed in this ballgame. Murray inbounds it to Livermore. Livermore to Murray, takes a quick shot, and is fouled in the act of shooting by Jackie Heggie. One foul for Jackie. So the Heggie twins, who were in foul trouble Wednesday night, not anywhere near it this time. Full timeout asked for, 6:08, Oxford's call. 35-19, they trail in the fourth quarter. Live MAC Championship girls basketball on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, well, that was quickly averted. I find out that it was Jackie Heggie. She's got 11 points in the ballgame. Our sponsors today include Country Squire Realty of Unadilla, Realty of Unadilla, Susie's Big Shop and Cafe of Sydney, Tabone Chiropractic also of Sydney, Catalog Outlet Store in Unadilla, Roma Restaurant and Pizzeria, Sydney and Oxford, Roberts Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Neighbors Insurance and Waste Recovery Enterprises over there in Riverside, Sydney. All right, 6:08 to play. At the line, Savannah Murray. She is 1 for 2 so far from the free throw line. Her shot is up and good. And it would be very frustrating to know from the Oxford side that if they could make their free throws, they would be well entrenched in this game and be a lot closer than 17 points away and now 18 points away. As Savannah Murray now with 15 points to go with Amanda Frere, 16. It's 37-19. Heggie, got Julie, goes to Jackie. Back outside. So it's a five-second violation. Okay, I was blocked out by one of the officials. I knew it wasn't a travel, and I knew it wasn't 3 seconds, but the five-second call holds up. 5:56 to go. Oxford now going to put on a press. They have a lot of fouls to give. Murray, long pass up to Drummond. Drummond trying to go around Noble. She goes up, left hand, it's good. Well, Miranda Drummond, a lot of minutes in between points. She's got four. Back comes Julie Heggie, passing into the paint, but picked off by Frere. Jackie Heggie knocks the ball out of bounds, won't let her come up the court. Neither official saw it. It happened so quickly, they might have to call a possession arrow. But they make the correct call in assigning the ball to Harpersville. 39-19. So that's a 20-point lead for Harpersville. Largest of the ball game for them. Murray drives all the way, stops and pops. Off the mark. Rebound by Lacey Berry. So Jackie Heggie has a team-high 11 points. The rest of the team just 8. Julie Heggie, they're going to leave her some room, but she won't shoot. Jackie for 3 points from the right side. It is good. Jacqueline Heggie with 14 points, 39-22. Drummond comes in, and way before the shot, gets bumped by Lacey Berry. That one was just poor timing and poor defense. Lacey will be called for her second foul. 5:07, the clock stopping. Four team fouls on Oxford. 7 on the Hornets. Livermore inbounds to Savannah Murray. Guarded by number 15, who is Julianne Heggie. And it looks like a foul, and that'll be 3 on Julie. Or will that be 2? Nope, just her second. 5 team fouls. So the Hornets right now going with McElwain, Frere, Murray, Drummond, and Livermore. There's a near steal right in front of us. Oh, my goodness. But he all right? Can somebody pick that up first? I lost my papers. Thank you very much. Oh, my gosh. I'm involved in the championship game now officially. They had to stop to get my papers that fell out in front of me. All right. So Harpersville. Getting around. Nice job by Frere to get around Lacey Berry. And now the shot from McElwain. She's an outside shooting specialist as well. And that's her first basket. But it's only a two-pointer just inside that line. Julianne Heggie driving hard. Just coming up short. Drummond knocks Heggie over. Gets the rebound and keeps on it coming. 1-on-3, and the shot is good. Miranda Drummond is starting to catch fire now, and I think things are now getting defined to the point where it's a 21-point lead, and Oxford is needing points in a hurry. Lacey Berry, 3-point shot missed. Drummond comes in to get the rebound. Nice pass off to Murray, and the shot will not be taken, literally, because she's fouled in the act of shooting. By Jackie Heggie, and that's her second foul. So the clock stops with 4:08 left. And Savannah Murray at the line to shoot 2. 43-22. First shot is up and good. So she had 6 at the break. Amanda Frere had 12 at the break. Now both have 16. Well, Brooke Noble comes out. Looks like a new player on the floor. Looks like Sarah Renault's come back in. And number 11 is in there now, Brittany Rice. Murray's second shot is good. She's now got a game-high 17 points. Livermore sits down, and I think Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck is going to start subbing because the lead is at 23 points, 45-22. Down to the 4-minute mark we go. Lacey Berry stops and pops but comes up short on it. Renault tries to save it, can't do it. Turn back over to Harpersville. They lead 45-22 with 3:57 to play in the ballgame. McElwain inbounds to Drummond. Oh, might have gotten away with a double dribble there. She was going to pass it long ways down the court and thought of twice about it. Now she gets the give and go from McElwain. Missed it. Frere puts it up and misses. Going for a third time. No, it's going to be possession arrow time. And Emily Smith tied up with Miranda Drummond, so that is going to be Harpersville's ball. 3:41 left. I think Coach Ehrensbeck's talking to one of the officials, saying there's going to be some massive subs here coming shortly. In the corner, Murray fakes the three, goes in, drives baseline, rolls it up, and it's no good. Rebound Drummond, and she's hit hard on the putback. Nice play by Savannah Murray. She had the defender up, got around her on the baseline. That's third foul on Lacey Berry. Seventh team foul. But this is a shooting foul, so that's Miranda Drummond at the line to shoot two. First one is up and good. And she is one of the better free throw shooters in the league. Marcy Ritter checks back in for number 10, Emily McElwain, who I believe will sit down with her 2 points intact. Did a nice shove off the bench, though. As did Amanda Frayer, 16 points for her. Shelby Medovitz checks in. Drummond at the line, rumbles around a bit and then falls through. She's going to finish with 8 points, so her third game without scoring in double figures, but it doesn't matter. 47-22, the lead grows to 25. Julie Heggie still playing hard, takes it hard to the rack and is going to be fouled. Well, one thing's guaranteed. Julie and Jackie Heggie will play to the buzzer. Foul on Marcy Ritter here, fourth. So Julie Heggie at the line to shoot two. She's 0-for-3 so far. First shot is up, and the woes continue. 1-for-16 total from the free throw line for the Oxford Lady Blackhawks. Well, at this point, the math doesn't help them. Even making them all, they would still be behind. Second shot, no good. No adjustment made there. Same miss, same spot. So 0-for-2 that time. Murray still in the game for Harpersville. Coming up, she's the game's high scorer right now. Passing on the back door to Gutierrez, just missed it. Rebound, Marcy Ritter threw it up. A little reckless, Gutierrez the third time off the top of the backboard, but official on the spot waves it off. Not a legal shot, but you can't fault SB Gutierrez for trying. That was certainly worth watching. All right, so Julianne Heggie's going to sit down. I think her day is done. She finishes with just 2 points, but played her heart out. It is Berry driving in, passing to Renault across the key, back outside to Bridget Rice. Now it's Golden for three. It's short. Battle for the rebound. Nice Renault with a rebound. Kicks it out to Berry. Berry, couple of dribbles, drives in. Lots of contact. And they may call it offensive. Yeah. Nope. Lacey Berry. And that's a push away from the ball. Her fourth foul. And it's an offensive player control foul, so there will be no free throws taken. So everybody's wrapping it up here with 2:37 to go. Murray got the ball taken away. Renault with the recovery. Nice steal by Berry. It's Golden over to Rice, running one-hander, missed, and the ball on the floor. Now it's up to Savannah Murray. Murray all the way down the right side, still dribbling, backs it out to Medovic for three, off the mark. Battle for the ball, could be a foul on Tatiana Sosnowski. Yep. So it's 1-1 time down on the Oxford end. They'll try it again. So now they're unloading the subs for Harpersville. And the final piece of the puzzle for the fourth straight championship. Lacey Berry will sit down with 4 points. And a very frustrating 0-for-7 from the free throw line. So at the line is Emily Rice, Bridget Rice. She misses. It's Shelby Medovitz down the court for Harpersville. Guarded closely by Emily Smith. Nice cross-court pass to Gutierrez. Diagonal pass, I should say. Out of bounds it goes. It'll be Harpersville's ball. I'll get those names in just a minute. So 34 is Holly Henry, 11 is Lauren Murr, and 3 is Madison Powell, or Paw. Hunt, it's Henry, threw the ball away inside, recovered by Brooke Noble, and up comes Megan Golden in the role of point guard for Oxford. Back outside, Emily Smith. Smith dribbles to the left for Rice. Now it's Golden. A three-person weave, not a bad choice there. And Emily Smith misses the shot. Renault struggles to get the ball off the floor and up to shoot. And I just don't understand all the... I'm going to have to rip this thing off. Here you go, Pete. Pete Manshepherd is going to be my... what's that called? Best boy or key grip or whatever they call that in the TV business. There's just too much drama here on this sheet. For the second game, I'm going to take the sheet right off so we can tape it. You need more tape? All right, Renault at the line misses, and that was a two-shot situation. She missed them both. And I think part of that was when Julie Heggie just came crashing in here. So let's pull this back. Oh, my goodness. Definite wardrobe malfunction here. Basket inside by Sarah Renault. Her first basket of the ball game. Down to 1:09. Marcy Paw in the game. Goes to Shelby Medovich. Medovich passes over to Paw. Might have been hit. Yep, she was. Sarah Renault with a foul. So a lot of cleanup time here with 1 minute to go. 47-24. The high score for Oxford today was Jackie Heggie with 14. So at the line is Madison Paw, a 1-on-1 situation. And she makes the first one. Nice job. Five for six. Okay. So at the line for a second one is Madison Paw, number 3. Shoots and missed it. Rebound Brooke Noble. Recovery by Bridget Rice. Nice behind-the-back move by Golden. Don't know where it got her, but she's nice and clean. Smith for 3. No for 2. Smith for 2. Her second basket, 48-26. So Oxford putting some points on the board as the final minute ticks off. 44 seconds to go. Medovich might have traveled. Nope. They'll let it go. Steal by Sarah Renault off to Megan Golden. 34 seconds to go. Up the floor real quick. Golden drives in. Lost her control. Tried to save it in. Picked up by Esperanza Gutierrez. Boy, they have two of the coolest names in high school basketball. Tatiana Sosnowski and Esperanza Gutierrez. Just rolls right off the tongue, even though I didn't take Spanish. 22 seconds to play. 48-26. So it won't be the largest margin of victory of this game, or largest margin of this game is the final score. Here's a three-pointer by Golden. Missed it on the weak side. Smith puts it up and is hit hard by Gutierrez with 10.5 seconds to go. So Harpersville with 4 MAC championships in a row. They will host Groton in the first round of sectionals. Oxford will play on the road at Marathon. So Emily Smith at the line to shoot. The lefty will make it. Oh, well, it's their second free throw made today. 1 for 6 in this quarter. 48-27. Missed on the second one. Brooke Noble with a rebound. Puts it up and can't hit it. Still battle for the rebound. 5 seconds to go. Boys game coming up after this. Second half has gone by quickly, so they'll start about 4 o'clock. Shot by Smith. Three-point area. Missed it. Down to the final shot for Noble with 0.2 seconds to go. And the foul will be called on number 34, Holly Henry. Oh, no, take that back. That's Giannis Osnowski. I thought it was a 3-4. They said 2-4. Two, or two, well, wait, 24 is not even in the game. They can't call it on her. And the shot. So a slew of missed free throws by Oxford. 48-27 is the final. And we will be back to wrap it all up and give our awards in the postgame show. Stick around. It's live. Track down high school basketball on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla?
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitron business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Just putting the finishing touches on here for today's game. And a valiant effort by the Oxford Lady Blackhawks. No question about it. They were the defined, definitive underdogs. Had nothing to lose coming into this game. Did a good job to get to this game by upsetting Unitigo on Wednesday night. But when you don't make free throws and you create all the and you commit all the turnovers, that's a tough one. That's a real tough one. So the frustration, of course, for Oxford is that they missed a ton of free throws. I'm trying to add that up right now. And it's a little bit embarrassing to even mention it, but facts have to be facts here. But as we do that, let's see, hang on here just a second. Well, they did score 10 points in the fourth quarter, so that's a bit of a shining light there. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, I'm just trying to add up. 11 and 7 is 18, and 5 is 23. Okay. Well, our postgame sponsors on WCDO, Bang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. By NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and proud to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 100 years. All right, so Harpersville being awarded the fourth straight Mid-State Athletic Conference Championship. Congratulations, Coach Kurt Ahrensbeck, Greg Bonskowski, Chairman of the MAC Girls, and Coach of Unitigo, of course, congratulating Miranda Drummond, Kaylee Livermore, and Savannah Murray, who look like the tri-captains this year. Congratulations to them. They got out to a 13-4 lead. Oxford tried to keep pace and almost did that. They trailed by as little as 9 as the second half got underway, but as I said, missed free throws certainly were the Achilles heel for Oxford. A lot of turnovers for both sides. Harpersville had to deal with foul trouble. They did that. They were deep enough to make it happen. So congratulations to Coach Ahrensbeck again as the team now rolls to 18-0. And I'm looking over the team picture of Harpersville, and I see Sydney Pep Band members. So the Pep Band is going to make an appearance today, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to be happy about that for the second game. All right, for Harpersville, the leading scorer wound up being Savannah Murray with 17 points, 13 in the second half, and the biggest thing here was the 2 3-pointers, because it was a 10-point game. It was 27-17. And from that point, Savannah Murray came down in consecutive trips down the floor, banged down the three-pointer, and that was certainly the pull-away points, if you will, for Harpersville. So she led the way with 17 points and will be named our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner today. And the person who almost won it until Murray got hot in the third quarter, Amanda Frayer. She is going to get our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Now, she had 12 first-half points. I had said 13. I guess a three-pointer was only a two-pointer in that first half, in that second quarter. She finished with 16, let's see, wait a minute. Yeah, 16 points, 4 two-pointers, a three-pointer, 5 for 6 from the line. But she was the one constant for Harpersville who did not commit a lot of fouls. She kept it under control. She played well defensively, got a lot of rebounds on the weak side, and when Miranda Drummond and players like that were out with foul trouble, she was still staying in there and doing her job. She did not come off the floor very often today. All right, other players, S.B. Gutierrez did not score. Madison Paul had 1 free throw and 2 tries. Marcy Ritter played a lot but did not score. Emily McElwain, a basket for 2. Shelby Medovich, 1 for 2 from the line for 1. Kaylee Livermore played a long time today and survived without fouling out, and my son just fell all the way down. Three-pointer for Kaylee Livermore. That was her time. She had a three-pointer in the second quarter, and that was it. Tatiana Sosnowski did not score. Miranda Drummond with 8. We're not even going to put it back up yet. We're going to take this whole sheet down. 8 points for Miranda Drummond, 6 of those coming in the fourth quarter, including 2 for 3 from the free throw line. So Lauren Murr and Holly Henry played but did not score late in the game. 11 two-pointers was it for Harpersville. They did can 4 three-pointers and were an impressive 14 for 19 from the foul line. So 48 points for them, certainly well below their season average, but good enough to win by 21 points. Oxford had Jackie Heggies lead the way with 14 points. Emily Smith, 2 baskets and a free throw and 2 tries for 5. Sarah Renault, a basket, 0 for 2 from the line, 2. Bridget Rice, 0 for 1 from the line. 2 points for Julie Heggie today, very much struggling offensively. She finished 0 for 5 from the line. Lacey Berry, 2 baskets, 0 for 7 from the free throw line, including 2 violations. She finishes with 4. And Brooke Noble was 0 for 4 from the line, another frustrating player for Oxford, not able to hit a free throw. So all told, Oxford was unofficially 2 for 23 from the foul line, and they had 1 three-pointer and 11 two-pointers in the ball game. So that is it. They matched Harpersville, and that was it. So the guys are already out on the court. We're going to step away, and when we come back, it'll be the second round of our doubleheader as Harpersville wins this one 48 to 27. Coming up next in just a brief time, Sydney and Unitigo. So stick around. The MAC Championship doubleheader afternoon continues on WCDL.
You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.